an American who's lived in Japan for 13 years turns Japanese.
I pay taxes and contribute to Japanese society the same as anyone else. But without citizenship, I have no say in how things are run.
This week, the Japanese government confirmed that Alberto Fujimori, who resigned as president of Peru last month, is in fact a Japanese citizen. Fujimori was born in Peru and had been elected its president 3 times, but his parents were Japanese nationals and had registered their son's birth with the local consulate. Now he plans to stay in Japan at least temporarily in order to avoid prosecution in the corruption scandal that forced his resignation. Most foreigners who want to become Japanese citizens face a much longer road than Fujimori. For example, many residents of Korean origin have lived in Japan as non-citizens for 3 generations. The obstacles include an extensive police investigation and language examination. But one American recently completed the process, and in the first of 3 commentaries, he tells us why.
Hello, America. This is Dave Aldwinkle in Sapporo, Japan. You might not have guessed it from my name, but I am a Japanese citizen. My appearance is equally deceiving. I'm 6 foot, green eyes, heavy set, and about as Caucasian as you can get. Nevertheless, I just went through the process of becoming a naturalized citizen of Japan. Now, why would I do a thing like that? Let's take inventory. First, I live here. I've done so for 13 years, a full third of my life. I have a house on a nice piece of countryside land, and a Japanese wife and 2 kids to fill it. It's home, and I'm happy with it. Second, I can't really leave. I have a rewarding university job I doubt I'll find elsewhere. I have a satisfying lifestyle with lots of friends, and I have a 30-year mortgage, and at 3% interest rates, you really can't beat it. But the biggest reason is simply, I like it here in Japan. Food's great, I'm fully proficient in the language, and I enjoy the intellectual challenges and daily interpersonal adventures that a white boy gets over here. So I thought, I'm here for good, why not finalize it? Well, how about the fact that Japan often promotes itself as a homogeneous society, and there might be some resistance to accepting a Caucasian into the fold? I might claim I'm Japanese, but who'd believe me? Well, I'm not quite that Japanese. I don't worry much about what other people think. Fact is, no matter what I do, I'll stick out. And after all these years, I'm used to it. So I might as well stick out in a way that is more to my advantage. Hey, I pay taxes and contribute to Japanese society the same as anyone else. But without citizenship, I have no say in how things are run. With it, I can vote in general elections, participate in the democratic process, even run for office. I may very well be made to feel like a foreigner the rest of my life in Japan, but that does not mean I have to legally be one. That's the whys. I'll tell you more about the hows next time. Thanks for listening. This is Dave Aldwinkle, or as it says in my Japanese passport, Ardo Debito, in Sapporo, Japan.